I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1347. Thank God. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is my favorite holiday. Why? Because Thanksgiving includes everything. It embraces everyone. We give thanks for the incarnation of Jesus, for the life of our Lord, for His teachings, His miracles, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, the coming of the Spirit on Pentecost, the Word of God, the promised second coming, on and on. Whatever church holiday you want to name, it's got Thanksgiving wrapped all over it. This podcast, as you know, is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. A heart of thankfulness goes a long way in accomplishing those two commandments. So, are you feeling particularly thankful today? Out of the many who listen to this episode, I know that there are some who would honestly say, yes, I do. And you can count your blessings and name them one by one and tell us what God has done. But there are others who are listening who would have to honestly say, no, not really. I don't feel thankful today. Maybe you've lost something or someone and you're feeling down. And that's okay. It's important to acknowledge that as well. The good news is our thankfulness doesn't have to stay tied to our feelings. It's important to seek God and find ways to be thankful, even if we don't feel like it. In 1636, amid the darkness of the Thirty Years' War, a German pastor, Martin Rinkert, is said to have buried 5,000 of his parishioners in 1 year. That's an average of 15 a day. His parish was ravaged by war and death and economic disaster. And in the heart of that darkness, with cries of fear outside his window, he sat down and he wrote this table grace for his children. Now thank we all our God, with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has led us on our way, with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Here's a man who knew that thanksgiving comes from the love of God, not from outward circumstances. You say, okay, Pastor Tim, but how can we be thankful if our outward circumstances are so bad? In Psalm 100, the people of God are called to enter His presence with thankfulness because the goodness of God is what's never in question. The psalmist urges us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. And here it comes. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, His faithfulness to all generations. Here's the great question. Regardless of outer circumstances, what are the thanksgivings on your Thanksgiving list on this Thanksgiving day? Let's pray. Father, on this Thanksgiving day, we want to come before You with a heart full of gratitude. We may not feel particularly thankful, but we have things to be thankful for. We're thankful for the gift of life, for the beauty of the world that You have created, for the sustenance You provide, for the food that we're about to share or we've already shared, and for the hands that have prepared it as we pray. God, we recognize that every good and perfect gift comes from You, and there are so many that we aren't really seeing right now. Remind us. We want to be grateful for the love of family and friends, for the support and the joy that people have brought into our lives this last year. Thank You for the strength to overcome our challenges and the opportunities to grow and learn in our failures. God, we remember those who are less fortunate, and we ask Your mercy and compassion to be upon them. As we gather today, may our hearts be filled with joy and our conversations be filled with love and laughter. We give thanks for the ultimate gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who offers us forgiveness and salvation. Through Him, we find our hope. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1348. And in the meantime, just as I think it's a sin to have peppermint mocha and pumpkin pie and turkey only on one day a year, it's even more of a sin to limit our Thanksgiving to a holiday in November. May God give us thankful hearts to last us all year through. May God give us mouths to see His goodness and then frequently and freely say, Thank God.